Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come this morning bringing to you our cares and our problems, knowing that we are caught in a sin-sick world where men with murder and madness in their hearts are trying their best to destroy all that they can. Ever so often we hear of someone taking guns, killing massive amounts of people, and yet and still, nobody comes and bow their knee to you. So we are praying that we, your children, will continue to bow down to you, bring our burdens and cares to you, and leave them at the foot of the cross. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we, your children, travel through this land and country, we're asking that you will help us let our light shine so brightly that men and women will see it and come asking, what must I do to be saved? Amen. We're also praying to you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country. Let us show love to all of those we come in contact with. Let us show peace and harmony to all those we come in contact with. And when the clarion call goes out that the labors is many, yet the workers are few, who will go? Let us stand firm on the word of God and say, here I am, dear Lord, please send me. And once we go, let us take the time to preach and teach the word of God so bold and so forceful that men and women will have to come with a repentive spirit wanting to know what they can do to be saved. We're also praying, dear Father, that we as your children travel through this land and country. Let us continue to extend our arm out to this lost world. Let us continue to contact all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Let us continue to reach our arm out for them, trying our best to bring them into the fold before it's a day and everlasting too late. We also come praying, dear Father, for all of our sick, all of our shut in, all of our imprisoned, and those who are locked behind bars. We're asking you, dear Father, to give us the courage to teach and preach the word of God to these souls so they can come and be saved. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who desired to be here and could not, and those who could have been here and chose not to be. We're asking that your word will sink down into their hearts and bring them forth before it's day and everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who've come lost, those who've fallen in love with this present world and walk with us no more. Help us to preach to those souls and bring them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for our preacher brothers, those who preach and teach the word of God, those who stand and make their calling and election sure, those who are preaching so hard trying to give full proof of their ministry. Let us sit at the foot of those preachers and absorb those words. Help us to receive with meekness that engrafted word that is able to save our souls. And once we receive it, let it sink down into our hearts and let us no more sin against God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, help us to extend our hands to our brothers and our sisters, those who meet with us in Christ, and help us to encourage them to continue to come and hear the word of God so they can become preachers and teachers of what thus saith the Lord. And once we've done all of these things, we're asking that you will please look down upon us, dear Father, and welcome us home. Tell us that we've been good and faithful servants and that you have prepared a place for us in the mansions of your Father. And this will surely be enough. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let us all say amen.